Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Let's play around with Trump Tooie. Sound like a goose. I don't know what I was doing.
What? That's more goose-like.
Hey, Tina, how are you?
I'm good. I'm supposed to be at yoga, but I'd rather do this.
Ah, yoga. Stretch your mind, not
yes.
your body.
That's
is that good,
Steve?
Did you like
stretch
that?
Stretch your mind.
You have a great yoga voice.
Yeah. It's very gentle.
I'm supposed to be yoga. How many days do you do yoga?
I do it 3 days a week.
Nice.
I
really
it.
Should do
I love
that.
It. I, love just, it.
I need to be bended. My hamstring's too tight. I should do some.
You do have a tight hammy.
Do some yoga here at the Halley Building.
Try it.
Okay, cool. Enough about
very
that.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it relaxing?
It is, and I do it on the beach. I live on the lake over by Cedar Point.
That sounds wonderful.
They tried to get us to do goat yoga one time, and I thought about it until I found out they poop all over you.
Well, they have puppy yoga, too, in Cleveland. I just started following their Instagram account where you go do yoga with puppies.
That's not fair.
And
I wouldn't even do yoga.
Like,
I would just
fall asleep on you and stuff. I just want to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
My mom and sister just did goat yoga.
How'd that work out?
Looked scary.
Do they poop all over you?
No, but the goat was right on top of my sister.
The goats, like, eat hair and stuff.
How do you focus on the yoga?
You don't really.
Well, they were babies. They're like little.
They're little baby goats. Oh my god!
All right, Tina, let's start the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room, and we will get started.
All right, Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Tina.
So you did not. No. Remnants to the back.
I did not get that report.
Okay, well that's good. I'm glad. That's what I heard. All right. Were they diapered?
No.
I'm so lost. Maybe I was misled. Maybe I should have done it.
Yeah, I don't think people would do goat yoga if
okay.
that was the
if
case.
Any goat yoga experts, please DM me. I'm clearly misled, and that was not right. Okay. Question number 1 of 5. You know how the game works. Jen's out of the room. There's a timer involved. When you're done answering the 5 questions, we bring Jen back in to answer those same 5 questions. We'll see if you can trump Tooie today. Thank you for missing yoga for the Jen and Tim show. All right. Bad news for broadcast television, by the way. According to the June Nielsen ratings, traditional broadcast TV slipped to the worst showing since records have been kept. Now, besides news and sports, do you watch broadcast television? Yes or no?
A little.
Okay, a little. So we'll just say yes. Yeah. That's fine. Question number 2. Just a week after announcing the assets of Firefest, Billy McFarland said that the whole thing has been bought for just over $245,000 on eBay. By the way, the bidding started at just 1 cent. I personally thought I was going to go for a lot more, $245,000. All
yeah,
right.
He was hoping for 7 figures.
Was he? That's right. You're right. Over $1 million. That's right. Name one of the 4 colors in the eBay logo.
Blue.
Let's go with blue. Question number 3. Emmy nominations are out. Apple TV Plus's Severance leading with 27 nominations. You have HBO's The Penguin ruling the limited series, while The White Lotus and the new medical hit The Pitt stay as new frontrunners. This shows they're new frontrunners. Winners are going to be revealed live on CBS September 14th. Who plays the main character, looking for the actor's name, who plays the main character, Mark Scout, in the show Severance?
Oh, gosh. I don't know his name.
Okay, that's all right. Wonder if he does goat yoga. We'll move to question number four. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is getting a fan fest with a grand parade. There's going to be a fashion show, plus the family-friendly fan fest. It's going to be a lot of free activities as well. The most recent Cleveland Brown to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame was this offensive lineman back in the year 2023.
Oh, gosh. Not good on football questions here.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's the timer. That's all right. We'll move to question number five. Ariana Grande is segueing from Oz to the world of Dr. Seuss. It's been announced that both she and also Josh Gad have been casted in the upcoming big screen musical adaptation of the final Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. My question to you, what is the real Dr. Seuss's actual first name?
Theodore.
Oh, look at you go. All right, we're going to see how you did with those five questions. And then Jen has to answer those same five questions. We are 3 minutes away from that on Star 102. Right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. If you're just joining us, Tina of Huron is playing. She answered five questions, and producer Stevie's about to let her know how she did.
Tina got three.
Hey, there you go.
Good job, Tina.
There you go,
all
Tina.
Right, all right.
Way better than yoga.
Way better than yoga. All right, here we go. Now, you know what happens. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions. Let's start. Here's question number one. Bad news for broadcast television. According to the June Nielsen ratings, traditional broadcast TV slipped to the worst showing since records have been kept. Now, besides news and sports, do you watch broadcast television?
No.
Yes or no, whatever. Question number two. Just a week after announcing the assets of Firefest, Billy McFarlane says the whole thing has been bought for just over $245,000 on eBay. And by the way, the bidding started at just 1 cent. Name one of the four colors in the eBay logo.
Blue.
Let's go with blue. Why not? Red, blue, yellow, green. Question number three. Emmy nominations are out. You have Apple TV Plus's Severance leading with 27 nominations. You have HBO's The Penguin ruling the limited series. By the way, we'll get to the nominations. Also some major snubs. At 8:10.
You know it's serious when it's major snubs.
It's like shocking.
Yeah. It is. Just, they are. You're right.
I don't know. I was You're personally right. Shocked. We'll get to that. By the way, winners are going to be revealed live on CBS September 14th. Who plays the main actor, Mark Scout, in the show Severance?
Adam Scott.
It is Adam Scott. Question number four. Even though you never watch the show.
Never watched the show.
You're going to get in on it or is it too late?
I kind of want to now.
Stevie, you're not, you haven't.
I have not seen
the
it.
The only one watching? Okay. Question number four. The Pro Football Hall of Fame week is getting a fan fest. Grand parade, fashion show, plus the family-friendly fan fest. They're going to have some free activities included as well. The most recent Cleveland Brown. Excuse me. Cleveland Brown!
Thank you.
Trying to get in shape. To be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame was this offensive lineman back in 2023.
Joe Thomas.
Nice job! It was Joe Thomas.
Well, they don't call me Sporty Jen across, for nothing.
Just came across my TikTok. I think he's like owning, doing cattle or something. Some type of...
Cattle?
Cattle. Like he's like cows? A rancher or something.
What?
Yeah.
In Ohio?
Yes. No. I don't know Ohio. I don't know where, but it was like, hey, I'm Joe Thomas and I've got meat. Wasn't that?
I'm sorry. That feels wrong.
I don't know. There's a different name for it. Question number five. Ariana Grande is segueing from Oz to the world of Dr. Seuss. It's been announced that both she and Josh Gad have been cast in the upcoming big screen musical adaptation for the final Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. What is the real Dr. Seuss's actual first name?
So glad you asked. It is Sam...
Oh, yeah.
Sam
hey,
Seuss.
Sammy Seuss.
Sammy Seuss.
Sammy Seuss is on the loose. Theodore.
Aww.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Tina, 3. Jen, 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tina.
No t-shirt. Darn.
All right. That would have been nice.
Get me next time.
You did know Theodore. That was strong. You knew question
you
five.
You did?
Yeah, she got that right off the bat.
Impressive.
I'm an elementary school teacher. I know
you. Oh, you do. You know what's
nice.
Going on.
Tim, I would just like you to know that my sister did say that people did get pooped on. By
there you go.
At the goat
she
yoga?
Did not. Her and my mom did not.
Okay,
but
so they did not, but there was other people that got.
So I will not be partaking in
goat yoga. Oh, could you imagine that? Oof.
No, I could not. I don't want that part.
Yeah. I do the beach yoga. That sounds.
I don't. Mm-hmm. The beach yoga sounds good, but yeah. For the first time yoga, I go goat yoga, and I got to worry about the pellets hitting me. I don't know.
Don't say pellets.
So, anyway, Tina, thank you for listening. Thank you for skipping yoga. Thank you for playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Tina from Huron, and I did not trump Tui.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Player out of Trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have Becky, we have Katie, they are in Brunswick. How are you guys? What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning.
Ready to play around of Trump Tui?
Yes.
Good, because I'm ready to ask some questions. All right, ask Jen to leave the room, and then we'll begin the game.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck, Becky and Katie.
Thank you.
All right, she's leaving the room. Producer Stevie stays in with me. You know this. She keeps track of the score. We're going to ask you five questions. You hear the door shut. Jen is in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. You know what to do. You answer the questions within the time limit. When you are done, we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know, hey, it's your turn to answer the five questions. Then she does the same thing that you did. We'll see who wins the game. If you win, you get a whole lot of goodies from Apex Skin and also throw into the grand prize drawing. Let's start.
All right.
Question number one. The new Superman movie is driving up interest in dog adoption as Superman's super dog, Crypto, stole the show. The dog is based on writer and director James Gunn's own rescue dog. Our question to you is simple. Do you have a dog? Yes or no?
Yes.
What's your dog's name, if I can ask?
Well, we have three dogs. Their names are Rocky, Adrian, and Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, that is fantastic. I could just do it like a just a stagnant post on the Jen and Tim show. Like, what is your animal's, you know, what is your pet's name? And it would be probably a bajillion comments. And they're the most unique, best names ever. I love that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do that just for something different today. That'd be fun. All right. Question number two. Bruno Mars thanked Rosé and fans for the success of their hit song, APT. Let's call it that. And joked that he's almost out of debt now. I feel like there's something there with that, by the way. Like, he jokes about that life. In reference to the report from last year that allegedly he owns MGM resorts, over $50 million in gambling debt.
I think he might have been in some debt, but MGM said it was not them.
Right.
Like, so.
Smoke, maybe a little bit of fire, but maybe not $50 million worth of fire.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean,
he does make the debt reference.
Which of these songs is not by Bruno Mars? Versace on the Floor or Blinding Lights?
Versace on the Floor.
All right, Versace on the Floor. Okay, question number three. Ed Sheeran celebrated a big moment this weekend when he got to share the stage with his personal hero, James Blunt. He shared on social media, and I quote, "Don't meet your hero unless your heroes are James Blunt. Love you, mate," end quote. James Blunt is best known for his 2004 breakout hit single titled what?
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
Oh, there's the timer. That's right. We'll move to question number four. In a recent Good Morning interview, Miley Cyrus explained why she has no plans at all to return to touring. She says it's hard to keep sober on the road, which is a pillar of stability for her. Now, Miley Cyrus's last full-fledged tour was the Bangers Tour, which concluded in October of what year? Your guess must be within 2 years.
I'll say 20.
Say that one more time. The phone cut out. I'm sorry. 20 what?
19.
Let's go 2019. Question number five. Say hello to the new Hagrid. HBO just dropped the first look at Nick Frost as the beloved half-giant in its upcoming Harry Potter reboot. What is Hagrid's official title at Hogwarts when Harry first arrives?
He's in charge of the magical animals, right? Magical creature. He's in charge of the magical.
Okay, we will go with that. All right, that's your answer for question five. We're going to see how you did with the other four questions, and then we're going to grab Jen, bring her back in, and ask her those same five questions next. Continue on with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen's back in the room. We're glad. So we have Becky and Katie in Brunswick.
How are you?
They answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. How'd they do?
They got one.
Okay.
No.
That's okay. You never know.
You don't. Remember
really
it was either
don't.
Yesterday?
Yeah,
someone got two, and then we tied. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of one and a half. They were in the realm on one.
We're going to give you one in a realm for the first time. I don't know exactly what that means. One in the realm. We'll go with question number one. So the new Superman movie is driving up interest in dog adoptions.
I love this.
As Superman's super dog Crypto stole the show. The dog is based on writer and director James Gunn's own rescue dog. Our question to you is simple. Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Of course you do.
A rescue dog, Millie.
Becky and Katie, you should tell Jen your dog's name since she wasn't in the room. They have three dogs.
We have Rocky, Adrian, and Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, I love it. Is that because of Sex and the City?
No, actually, it is from the Naked Brothers band. That used to be a show on Nickelodeon.
Oh my gosh, that's
great
so awesome.
Show. Great
I told
myself,
so we should just have a post on the Jen and Tim show. What is your pet's name? Like, that, literally, for no reason.
Yes.
They scroll through, we'll probably have 200-300 comments just because it's just a fun
thing.
Well,
I love
to
that
do.
Each
we'll
of yours has relevance for a different reason.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Really cool.
Question number two, Bruno Mars thanked Rosé and fans for the success of their hit song and joke that he's almost out of debt now, in reference to the report from last year that he allegedly owed MGM Resorts over $50 million in gambling debt. Which of these songs is not by Bruno Mars? Either Versace on the Floor or Blinding Lights?
Blinding Lights.
Blinding Lights is the correct answer. As we move to question number three, Ed Sheeran celebrated a big moment this weekend when he got to share the stage with his personal hero, James Blunt. He shared on social media, "Don't meet your heroes unless your heroes are James Blunt. Love you, mate." End quote. James Blunt is best known for his 2004 breakout hit single titled what?
You're Beautiful.
I know. What's the name of the song? It's You're Beautiful.
Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome, Stevie.
Name another James Blunt song.
I will eventually when I Google it.
What was the other one?
There was one
more.
What
was the minor? You're Beautiful was everywhere. That is going to drive me crazy. Goodbye, my lover.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
You should win Trump Tui for that. That's impressive.
I cannot believe.
And I remember that song. Yeah, that was so miserable.
It was
miserable.
Just as
miserable. It was so sad.
Question number four.
Yes.
That was, I mean.
Really
that
miserable.
Was
correct.
You're Beautiful was massive.
Yeah.
Question number four. In a recent Good Morning America interview, Miley Cyrus explained why she has no plans to return to touring. She said it's hard to keep sober on the road, which is a pillar of stability for her. Miley Cyrus's last full-fledged tour was the Bangers Tour, which concluded in October of what year? You must be within 2 years.
2021.
The wrong way.
18.
2014.
God,
yeah,
what's
2014.
She has not toured in a minute, and I'm glad
that
I was there.
Lengthy.
Oh, you were there. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
It was my first real concert.
Miley Cyrus, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. It was great, right?
Yeah,
of course
she was
it
on a
was.
Hot dog. It was, I mean, it was crazy.
Now it sounds like something.
Was that in Dover?
No, it was in Columbus.
Dover, where? Like the community center?
Wow. Oh, she's ripping on Dover.
No,
Dover has plenty of outdoor venues.
Are there?
I don't think we have a community
okay.
center.
Yeah. Question number five. Question number five. This is getting worse. Say hello to the new Hagrid. HBO just dropped the first look at Nick Frost as the beloved half-giant in its upcoming Harry Potter reboots. What is Hagrid's official title at Hogwarts when Harry first arrives?
He's the guy in the little house.
Guy in the Little House. I think that's actually a James Blunt song.
You are not quite in the wrong with that one.
The Keeper of Keys and Grounds.
Yeah, in the
title.
Little House.
In the Little House.
Right.
By James Blunt down in Dover, where my bangers tour. Mm-hmm. All right, final total, Stevie.
Becky and Katie, 1, Jen, 3.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys.
Okay.
That's all right. Tell Elizabeth Taylor and the other two dogs we said hi.
Rocky and Adrian.
Yeah, there we go. Rocky and Adrian. All right. Thank you for playing. We hope you have a great day, but you know what you need to say.
I'm sorry. We did not trump Jen Dewey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.